The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara tells us that Ayin, the Mishnah said, "Uve'oser shal chaymesh apikudim kore al peh." The parasha speaks about the kriya, the maftir, which speaks about Yom Kippurim, that was learned by the Kohen Gadol b'al peh. The Gemara asks, "Amai, why should that be learned b'al peh? Nigloil, let's be goyil the Sefer Torah. V'nikri, let's read the Sefer Torah. Amravuna b'reid Rav Yeshua, Amrav Sheshes. The fish and goyil the Sefer Torah, but tzibur mitnei kfei the tzibur. We're not goyil the Sefer Torah in the tzibur. Mishum kovin the tzibur." Rashi explains, "Shum etzapin v'doimimim lekach. They sit and wait, and they're quiet, waiting. Like the Gemara v'naisi achrina v'nikri." Let's bring another Sefer Torah, read it from that one. Rafuna by Yehuda Omer, Mishum Pogomei Shal Rishoin. There's a chshas, what's called Mishum Pogomei Shal Rishoin. Rashi explains, Shalo Yoyim Ruchoser Hu. Shloka Shal Mishum Brocha Shein Atzricho. Meaning, there's a need to make another Brocha. You would take another Sefer Torah. That would be a chshas of a Brocha Shein Atzricho. All in all, Chazal explained to us, Taimim, why the Kohen Gadol would read from the parasha of Chaymesh HaPikudim for the Maftir. The parasha discusses the Osar L'Chaydesh HaShvi'i. He was read at the Baal Peh. The Rishonim here all ask the Shaila. We have a klal. The Gemara in Gittin tells us, Dvorim She'bechsav Yachar HaShayla Oymram Baal Peh. The Rishonim ask the Kasha. The Rosh ask the Kasha. The Ritva is Ma'oyer. The few mahalchim given by the Rishonim will use the Tais of the Rosh for the discussion. Tais of the Rosh says, Yesh loyma. The mitzvah min hamuvchor hu likrois b'shebechsav, b'chsav, yeshev ba'alpeh, ba'alpeh. So the first point he says, the chidush, that the halach of dvorim shebechsav yata reshoi lo'oimram ba'alpeh, and dvorim shebechsav yata reshoi lo'oimram b'chsav, he calls the mitzvah min hamuvchor. It was a maile, it was a likad chilo. ומשום כבוי ציבור שלו להצריך עליהם, היתירו לקרוס על פה. He says, because of כבוד הציבור, as Chazal explained here in the Gemara, כבוד הציבור is such that we can't take another sefer, כבוד הציבור is מחייב, not another sefer, then we shouldn't wait, we weren't goyil בכלל, so they weren't מצריך the ציבור to sit and wait, as Rashi says, דוימימין, they are matir, Chazal are matir, לקרוס על פה. So it's clear in the Tosfos Rosh, although in the Kashi you understood that this is a halacha, Halacha, which is in Isur, Dvorim Shebechsav Yatar Shay Lo Imram Al Peh, and Dvorim Shebate Yatar Shay Lo Imram Bechsav, it was a halacha, it's a halacha psuko. He's magdim in the Teretz to explain that it wasn't an Isur, but rather it's a mitzvah min hamuvchor. And because it's a mitzvah min hamuvchor, it's easier to understand that one has the ability to be doiched this mitzvah min hamuvchor because of kavod hatzibur. This is how he explains. He continues and quotes the Riva Tiret, Hoyl ve'enoi koire elo la'avoidas hayoim. Yochol likrois ba'al peh, because he's only reading it, la'avoidas hayoim, it's l'tzayach avoidas hayoim. It's a kriya. Indeed it is a kriya, but it's l'tzayach avoidas hayoim. It's mutter to read it ba'al peh. Doesn't explain to us why, but it gives us a marshal. Similar to the karbonos ha-musafim that we have in Atfilah, he mentioned the karbonos of the musaf, and we say it ba'al peh. Ve'ev yirai min ha-yushalmi de-ka'omer hosom, the Yushalmi tells us in this perek, halacha aleph, ahod en-goylun sefer Torah bar-rabin, this, that the sefer Torah wasn't megulal, it wasn't rolled publicly, Vodikotoni koile achre mois v'ach ba'osa shniya shi sidre shal yoyim teida the omer eish lokesh b'chol asar at omer al peh v'kan koile al peh all over at the omer al peh here your koile al peh. Seems to understand that this is a heter. Yishami tells us that there's a heter here because of what we called saying it ke'en karbonas ha-musofim. It's only said, L'tzarech avoydes hayoyim, it's mutter to be koyre ba'al peh. What's the pshat? The Rosh doesn't explain to us why it would be mutter to be koyer ba'peh because it's only the tzorich avodas hayom. When he poses the question based on this halacha and he asks, mi hu kosher al pashas karbonai su psukei dezimra hu pashas vayosha kriyashma psukim debosa ashkivenu shon oimer ma'peh. Nonetheless, it's shiver. Pashas al karbonai su psukei dezimra, they say in davening, karbonai su psukei dezimra vayosha, referring to Oz Yashir, Krishma, Psukim that we have after Ashkivenu, and Nairiv, those are said by Alpeh. What's the head of here? Yishloimer Kivin she'enu moitzi rabbi mizei chayvosan v'kriyosai, elo kol echad kairu le'atzmoi, yochol lo'imre ba'alpeh. Nu Yisoid says, because it's something which is not moitzi achir mizei chayvosan, that alone is sufficient to say that there's no issur to say it ba'alpeh. So we have a few mahalchim here to understand what it is that's matter to say Dvorim Shebichtav Ba'al Peh. Number one, you understand. Kavod HaTzibur. Torah HaTzibur is mechayiv not to roll the Sefer Torah. And that's doicha the Easter of Dvorim Shebichtav Yatar Shailom Ba'al Peh. As the Rosh is Magdim, it really isn't an Easter. It's like a tchila. It's a mitzvah min amufchor. Number two. He says, because he's not reading it, it's only Seder HaYom, as he calls it, there's no Isser saying the Seder HaYom, just like there's no Isser saying Psukei HaMusaf in the Tfilas Musaf Ba'al Peh. And three, he says, because you're not Yotze, people are Yotze Chayv HaSakri of the Yom, but they had before, the other Mahalach, but they're Yotze indicating that only because you're coming to be Moitz HaChayv Midei Chayvoson, what they have to read, there's the zechiv the bikurim mitechak stav. But other than that, people were yotze betzim that didn't kriya. In other words, here is indicating, possibly, that's what Rishonim tell us, that the ikki kriya sayim was there already, so the chayv to be moitzi achayim, the kriya satayim was done. So this was a tesefes. Because it is a tesefes, this is what's matir to make it a filu ba'al peh. He says, this is indeed the heter that we have in the tefillahs that we say in davening, karbonos, psukei dezimra, vayosha and oz yashir, there's nothing wrong with saying those dvorim shebichtav ba'al peh because he's not saying them to be moitzi achir midei chayvoson. As a zokter. To understand a little bit what this means, the Brisker Rav explains to us the yesod, the Zomik Dom, the Sayyid Satayra. Sayyid Satayra goes with the Mahalach. The Daik Loshna Gemara says, just like Dvorim Shebachsav Yatar Shayla Oimram Baal Peh, which is sensible. Dvorim Shebachsav, after he said Mitechak Sav, he says, Dvorim Shebaal Peh Yatar Shayla Oimram Bechsav. You can't say the Dvorim Shebaal Peh Bechsav. There's a din in the Messiah Satayra. Just like Tayyar Shebachsav is Nimsa Mitechak Sav, Dvorim Shebaal Peh is Nimsa Mitechak Peh, not Mitechak Sav. You would see that Salach and Messiah Satayra. We understand that. It's much easier to understand that the Dvorim which are said, which are there not to be Yaitse Dinim, but it's a Kriya Ba'alma, as Shannon tell us, a Kriya Ba'alma, an Amira Ba'alma, and also things you say for Psuke, a Karbona, says it's a Tchayvus Ayoyim. That's not something which is there besides to be Mazkir. The fact that there are Karbonos, Nesham Leparim Sfaseinu, but Be'etzim, it's not there for the Limud HaTorah Shabbat. It comes out that there would be easier to understand why there's no din to do a Dafki Mitech HaKsav. Torah Shabbat, which is there not to be Moser Es HaTorah, makes it easy to understand it can be done Shalom Mitech HaKsav. Habeinu Yoyne, in Brochis, on Daf Testament days, he explains as follows. The Gemara says, once it says, Kriyashma Shalei Bezman, it was said, he could say it, Lehivsit Ka'odim Shukoye Batayra. And he asks, Ma Bozel Ashmienu? He's not Mafsit Ka'odim Shukoye Batayra. He says, isn't that obvious? He could say it. What's the problem? And he quotes for Reb Shlomi Ben Ahor, The Ostel Ashmienin Da'afapish Advorim Shevechsav Lenitnu Leheomer Alper, Shar Psukim Eina Yochel Lekoyron. Although generally, we know a klal, Dvorim Shebichtav is not mutter. Shar Psukim one can say, Vafilochi, nonetheless, Kriyashma Yochol Likroisa Baalpe. Kriyashma may be said Baalpe. Vafapisha Eina Kaira Iso Lashem Choiva. Although he's not reading it Lashem Choiva. The Kiva Shanitna Laomer Alpe Lashem Choiva. Yochol Laomer Afilo Shaloi Lachoiva Kolpam Sheyitze. You understand? As far as the Heter to say it Lashem Choiva because you're doing mitzvahs Kriyashma. It's not there for the Mesiris HaTorah, for Limud HaTorah. Although we say that the Parsha of Amiris Kriyashma is a Parsha of Amiris HaTorah, but it's not a Limud HaTorah, now it's called Kriyashma. That would be matter to say it Afilu Baal Peh, not Mitech HaKsav. Ben Yenis Mechadish does, and he says, now that this Parsha became something which is permissible to say, Shalom in HaKsav, Mizeh HaTam, we have the right to say it here also, and he explains, you could say Pashas Karbonis be in my heart. Once there's an established choy to say the Karbonis, so no longer is it a Limud HaTorah, no longer does it have the Gedorim of how Limud HaTorah Shevach Sav is supposed to be Nilmad Mitech HaKsav. He calls the Argamor, Basal Shevach Humish HaPekodin, the Kivan Shum Inyan HaKarbonis, Klolei shel dover, kol posuk shenitna mitzvah, oy lechoyve laomer al peh, anything, shenitna mitzvah oy lechoyve to say it baal peh, meaning it's taken out of the gather of a limud, but rather it becomes a chivus amir baalma, yochol laomer kam lepom sheyitze. No longer is this parsha bound to the klolei of dvor shebichsav, yet ha shoyr omer baal peh. Afilu b'shosh she'ein bo mitzvah klal. Even saying the parasha when there's no mitzvah at all, but now this parasha no longer is bound. Once the parasha is a parasha which may be said baal peh, so hank is mishdok and aloch of this parasha that it's limited to the gedorim of limud haTorah. So hank name with the shom, you could say it baal peh. This other chiddush, this other mahalach, is something which is not nigdar in the same gather. It seems to be aloha when you're moitzi. In being moitzi achayim, there's aloha of how you're moitzi achayim midei chayvoson from a pashas haTorah. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem Ches explains, one can be meikel if he's dashens by rabbin and he says psuki haTorah in his drosha. And it's difficult to look for those psuki midei chaksav and he says it's mutter. He explains it's dependent on the terutzim of the Rishonim over here. He says, according to the Rishonim, they say it's only a mitzvah min hamufchor when mishum kovid atzibur it's mutter to say it baal peh. He says, one who's darshening by rabbim, if he's going to have to open the svarim constantly to find them inside and read it mitech haksav, he says that would be chesaron in kovid atzibur. Understanding that even according to the fact that you have to be Moitzi Achayim Dei Chavosan for the Isser, understandably, a dash that says a Jerusha is not a Moitzi Achayim Dei Chavosan, there's nothing wrong with it. When it comes to the other halachas where you have something which is a parasha, which is the Chayva, or the Mitzvah Likroisa, and that's the matter, that's not so poshut. To say psukim that are not psukim mitech tevorim she nichtevu letzorech mitzvah v'chayva, would have no heter according to that mahalach. That sonim nonetheless a makel. You rely on the other mahalach and the rishonim to be able to say psukim baal peh. The goyin is machriya. You know, Shulchan Aruch is machriya, like the teretz that says that the iser of dvorim shebichsav yatar shel oimim baal peh is talking about loitzi achayim yidei chayvoson. It is something which is not relevant in many places. But one place it is, and it's found when it comes to Kiddush Leil Shabbos. Many people don't have the minute to say Mitech HaKsav. My father, Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, all the years since I grew up, was makbid to say Mitech HaKsav. We never understood why, until we finally found out the Shittas HaPoiskim that they say, Dvorim Shevachsav, that's Negei, Elohit Yachem Midei Chevosom, happens Leil Shabbos. So in the very rare places, there is no Torah HaTzibur to say Kiddush Shemimoytzi Mitech HaKsav. It's not from the parshiyos that you can say Be'etzem is Chayva. Because we wouldn't call it something which is Mechayves Avodas Hayom. And he ends up being Moitzei Chayim is a Chayvasa. So it comes out, Lefi Cheshvin, there would be a Chayv Taka to say it. I'd like to start that minute to say Lel Shabbos, to say Kiddush B'techak Sav, that way you avoid the problem of Dorm Shabbos Sav, Torah Shayla Oymen Baal Peh.